There's good news about two Christians detained in Iran. Sponsored children in Haiti are devastated by recent storms. And people with crisis pregnancies in Liberia now have hope. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, the daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. While Iran's proposed apostasy law is still waiting to be ratified, the Christian community received some good news. Two Muslim background believers were released by authorities. Glenn Penner with Voice of the Martyrs Canada says,
both Mahmoud Matin Azad and Arash Basarat had been released from Iranian prisons after they had met with a tribunal who had ruled that the charges against them were invalid.
Penner isn't sure if this is appeasement or a lull before the storm, but he's pleased this is the first time Christians have been released after a trial. Since there's openness to the gospel, VOM Canada is providing you an opportunity to help believers there.
We have been helping Christians in Iran over the years, particularly with Christian literature. If people wanted to support our brothers and sisters in that way, certainly they could make a donation to what we would call our Equipping the Saints Fund.
In the meantime, pray the apostasy law won't be ratified by Iranian authorities and that Christians will continue to be bold in their witness. Next, tensions between Russia and Georgia didn't stop Russian ministries from reaching out to needy and troubled children. Russian ministries Paul Tokarchuk says the principal of a juvenile rehabilitation center in Muslim Ingushetia wasn't sure about this.
When he heard about the Bible, he said, no, Bible would not be appropriate. And then he turned totally different and he said, I think these guys will not read Quran. At least we need to provide the opportunity to read the Bible.
In South Ossetia, they gave away 1,000 backpacks in public schools and on the streets. Tokarchuk says because of the positive response,
we will have a good opportunity later on to come to the schools and minister to the kids with prevention seminars or with Christian Papa team, and local church also will be involved in that.
Your $25 gift can buy a fully equipped backpack. You're listening to Mission Network News. The summer's hurricanes displaced thousands in Haiti, and World Hope International is doing what they can to rebuild. Director of International Programs Megan Nikki Fortune Clark says World Hope has been most affected by the storms in its child sponsorship program.
We have about 21 children who lost their homes completely. They were washed away in the storm. The water has started to dry up, but even into last week, it was still storming and raining very hard, so the process has been very slow.
Despite unpleasant conditions, World Hope is providing what they can for program beneficiaries.
One of the things that World Hope has been doing is providing basic relief packages, food, water, blankets. We find that it takes about $60 to provide basic food and necessities per family.
World Hope is also taking care of spiritual needs as they help, sharing the hope of Christ with the Haitians as they continue providing in tangible ways. Meanwhile, Liberia received its first pregnancy crisis center. The Association of Baptists for World Evangelism hopes that the center will bring God's hope and compassion to a community shadowed by post-war poverty. Most of the youth were raised away from normal parental guidance, causing them to have confused morals and biblical principles, and many of the volunteers at the center struggle for daily food. Pray for God's message to reach people through the center. NHCJB Global celebrates the final project of its Vas Andes print shop. The Chagi people of Ecuador have received the entire New Testament translated in their native tongue, as well as solar-powered CD players that enable them to listen to the audio material. 53 years of translation work was culminated by the Chagi scripture and was dedicated to the Lord and the Chagi people at a ceremony in August. Pray for the scriptures to lead the Chagi people closer to Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Aviation Fellowship is making available the book Riding the Heavens by Max Myers, yours free for the asking. The former MAF president shares exciting glimpses of his unforgettable 40 years as a missionary pilot that will fuel your hunger to know God more deeply. Get Riding the Heavens at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.